Please open your Bibles to Proverbs and the 24th chapter. Proverbs chapter 24 in your Schofield Reference Bible, page 689. Begin with the 15th verse and read through verse 22. Once more, Proverbs chapter 24, verses 15 through 22, and page 689 in your Schofield Bible. Verses 21 and 22 are the text verses for tonight's message. Let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. Lay not wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Spoil not his resting place. For a just man falleth seven times, and riseth up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth. Let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth. Lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked. For there shall be no reward to the evil man, the candle of the wicked shall be put out. My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? And let's pray. Lord, do a work now in our service. We would be submissive to Thee, O Holy Spirit. We pray that Thou wouldst bless and give us of Thy power, and bless as concerns the needs of every heart here tonight. Give us attentiveness now to the message. Give, I pray, that which our preacher needs to be what we need. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to read for you two verses tonight. You need not turn to it again, but I think you'll understand the simple meaning of these verses from which I preach tonight. My son, fear thou the Lord and the King. Here's my text. And meddle not, and this is also my title, meddle not with them that are given to change. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? Listen to me carefully. It's not talking here about changing for the worse. It's talking about folks just change too much. Don't meddle with them. You know what the word meddle means? It means fiddle. Don't mess around with them. Just don't fiddle with them. That's a good word, isn't it? A little hard for a southerner to preach up north. You folks don't know the language as well as we do. But it means don't fiddle around with them. It means that you shouldn't hang around them. You shouldn't be close friends. You shouldn't socialize with them. And let me read it again. Meddle not with them that are given to change. Now it says, for their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? What does it mean? It means you mess around with folks that change a lot, you're going to go down with them. That's what it means. I want to speak tonight on the subject, meddle not with them that are given to change. Our Heavenly Father, I pray tonight you'd bless the message to our hearts and our hearts to the service for God. In Jesus' name, amen. Young lady came to me. Young lady, 35 years old, that's young to me. An infant. She came to me to my office. She made an appointment. And she came to my office and she said, Pastor, thank you. I said, what for? She said, 35 years ago, I came to First Baptist Church of Hammond. I'm 35 years of age. She said, I began coming as a child. And until I was 18 years of age, I came to First Baptist Church regularly. But she said, I drifted away. But she said, recently, I realized that I need what First Baptist Church had. The thing I did not know is if First Baptist Church still had what First Baptist Church had 17 years ago. And then she began to cry and she said, thank you. It's the same as it was. Thank God there's a place to come back to that's the same as it was when she left. Several times in the Bible, I think I'll use this mic tonight. Several times in the Bible, we're forbidden to meddle with different things. For example, Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 5. It tells the story of the Israelites are on their way to the Promised Land. They had to go through the land of Edom, the descendants of Esau. God said to them, you've got to pass through the land. He said, do it. He said, buy food from them to eat, buy water from them to drink. But he said, don't meddle with them. Don't meddle with the heathen people. God said, you've got to do business. It's in our day. He'd say, go to the store and buy from them. Go to the store and the Christmas shop from them. You've got to interact with them, but don't meddle with them. In Deuteronomy 2:19, it tells the same thing about the Israelites passing through the land of the Ammonites. Again, a heathen nation. And God said, pass through, but meddle not with them. We have meddled enough with the things of God. We have meddled with the book and called heathen pagan Bibles another Bible. We have meddled with baptism and called it sprinkling. We have meddled with the Lord's Supper and called it a sacrament. We have meddled with the church and called it invisible. We have meddled with the plan of salvation and called it works. We have meddled with murder and called it abortion. We have meddled with the sin of homosexuality and called it a different lifestyle. We have meddled with sin and called it sickness. We have meddled with hell and removed its fire. We have meddled with heaven and removed its golden streets. We have meddled with the virgin birth and called it natural. We've meddled with the resurrection and called it spiritual. We have meddled with creation and called it evolution. We have meddled with the blood of Jesus and called it unnecessary. We have meddled with preaching and changed it to drama, cinema, and lectures. We've meddled with soul winning and called it out of date. We've meddled with separation and called it legalism. We have meddled with the power of the Holy Ghost and called it talking in tongues. We have meddled with preacher, the word time preacher, and called it reverend, and father, and rabbi. We have meddled with the verbal inspiration and called it thought inspiration. We have meddled with marriage and called it a relationship. We have meddled with the local church and called it a denomination. I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, let's leave the Word of God like it is. Let's leave heaven with fire, with the golden streets. Let's leave hell with fire. Let's leave baptism simply to be an obedience to the command of God to symbolize the salvation that God has given us. Let's leave the Lord's Supper like it was meant to be, simply a memorial supper pointing back to Calvary. Let's leave the church as God made it, a local, independent Baptist church. Let's leave the plan of salvation as God made it, by grace through faith alone, plus nothing. Let's leave abortion like it is and call it baby murder, exactly like it is. And brother, there's a murderer in the White House. There are two murderers in the White House. Anybody that'll be for abortion. I'm a little sick at our former chief of staff. Folks say, we'd like to have him for president, and he's for baby murder. I'll tell you, I wouldn't vote for anybody's for baby murder. Not anybody. I don't care. I'd vote for nobody. I'd vote for Charlie Brown before I'd vote for somebody that's for murdering babies. I mean, it's a bloodless, rootless, godless murder. And if a doctor performs one, ought to be put in an electric chair. If a politician that is for it, ought to be put in the prison penitentiary for life. I'm saying, let's call it what it is. It's bloody murder. That's what it is. Let's call sin what it is and not sickness. Let's call the virgin birth what it is. A woman gave birth to a baby without knowing a man, and that baby was the very Son of God, God incarnate. Let's quit meddling with creation and realize it was a direct act of God Almighty. Let's quit meddling with preaching and put old-fashioned preaching back in our pulpit. Let's quit meddling with soul winning and go publicly from house to house and obey the command of God. Let's quit meddling with the deity of Christ and call him the blessed Son of God, not a human. Let's quit meddling with our standards and get back to old-fashioned standards and holy living and living like Christians and dressing like Christians and singing like Christians and talking like Christians and acting like Christians and wearing your hair like Christians. Let's get back to old-fashioned standards. Leave it alone. Quit meddling with it. Quit meddling with verbal inspiration. Quit meddling with the Bible. Leave the Bible alone. I hear something. Here's something else with which we're not to meddle. It says, meddle not with them who are given to change. Now that does not mean for a single moment that if you go to a church that doesn't believe the Bible anymore, you're not supposed to change. Doesn't mean that at all. If you go to a church that doesn't believe that the King James Bible is the preserved words, word of God, and contains preserved words of God, I'd get out. And if this church ever calls a preacher that does not believe that I hold in my hand the blessed book of God, get out of the church. I wouldn't stay here. Well, you say, what, don't you want this church to last? I want the truth of this church to last more than I want anything else. As I'm saying, it's not talking about that. It's not talking about a preacher who's gone liberal, that you shouldn't change pastors. It's not talking about if somebody puts out a new Bible that you should, and you're using the wrong Bible, you shouldn't change Bibles. Yes, if you're using a Bible that's not the King James, change the King James. You're going to a church that is not old-fashioned, independent, Baptist, fundamental, soul-winning, Christ-honoring, hell-hating, God-loving, salvation-preaching, separatist, New Testament church. If you go to a church, then get out and go somewhere else. It does not mean that you should not change colleges if you're going to a college that does not believe the Bible. That does not mean that you, if you're a member of a denomination, that you shouldn't get out of the denomination. It does not mean that at all. The key word here is the word given. Meddle not with them that are given to change. Didn't say meddle not with those that change one time, but those who make a practice of change. Those who change and then they change again and change again. It says don't meddle with them. Let me see if I can illustrate. I know a preacher in Texas. I preached for him 31 consecutive years. You say, preacher, you say that, aren't you afraid he'll know who you're talking about? No, I'm afraid he won't know whom I'm talking about. He was a young preacher. Came in contact with a few of us old hellfire and brimstone preachers and started preaching the same standards and convictions. I'm talking about convictions that you shouldn't drink liquor, any form. Convictions you shouldn't smoke. Ladies ought to wear decent length dresses and not pants and shorts. Nobody ought to go mixed swimming. Men ought to get haircuts. And young people in the schools ought to dress accordingly, modestly. Young ladies look like young ladies and men look like men. And for 30-some-odd years, he preached like that. Now, he changed from the other to that. And just a few years ago, he got up and apologized to his people and said, I have been preaching these standards and I have been wrong. No, you've not been wrong. You've been exactly right. Now, God said, don't meddle with him. One of his members came to me and said, could I stay in his church? I'd say, get out. Don't meddle. Didn't say, don't get interwoven. Don't meddle. I'm meddling with this microphone right now. I'm meddling with your ear right now. I'm meddling with this little pulpit right now. I'm meddling with your little hand, right, your big fat hand right now. I'm meddling. God said, don't meddle. Don't even, didn't say don't live. He didn't say don't join. He said, don't meddle. Don't even go here and preach. You say, you got a bad spirit. Yes, I am to keep it. I worked a long time to get this bad spirit. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. I know a preacher that was a Southern Baptist. He decided he wanted to be an independent Baptist. So he became an independent Baptist. Then he decided he wanted to be a Southern Baptist again. So he became a Southern Baptist. Then he decided he wanted to be an Assembly of God. He became an Assembly of God. Then he decided he wanted to be an independent Baptist again. He became an independent Baptist. Then he decided he wanted to be a Southern Baptist again. Now he's back where he started from. Now the Bible said don't meddle with him. He's given to change. Don't meddle with him. Let me illustrate. I'm talking about an assistant pastor who started serving God full time at the age of 25 and died about at the age of 72. Never stayed at any church more than 2 years. I'd say he's given to change. That's not the kind of person you're supposed to meddle with. You're supposed to meddle with a guy like this who's been here for 20-some-odd years. And meddle with a guy like this who's been 20-some-odd years. And a guy like this who's been 20-some-odd years. And a guy like this who's been here over 20 years. And a guy like this who's been here over 15 years. And a guy like this who's been here all his lifetime. And a guy like this who's been over 30 years. And a guy like this who's been here for 18 years. And a guy like this, 20 years, 21 years. And a guy like this, 23 years. That's the kind of folks you meddle with. That's the kind of assistant pastors you meddle with. Not these guys always looking for greener pastures. You watch people that change too much. I've said time and time again, I wear the same kind of socks all the time. Christian Dior socks. I don't wear any heathen Dior socks or Christian Dior socks. God have mercy on you, don't wear Christian socks. I own about 10 t-shirts, all exactly the same. I use the same kind of face talcum powder all time. I use the same kind of hairspray. Helen Curtis. I use same hairspray all the time. I never change hairspray. I never deodorant. Arid dry. All of you use arid dry. We should use a little bit of it too, fellas. air it dry all the time. Never change it. Never change it. I never change the odorant. Never change hairspray. Never use the same kind of a electric razor. Use a Braun. You got me on that. A Braun electric razor. Brown or Braun?
Brown.
I use a Braun. But same kind. Never change razors. Never change deodorant. Never change socks. Never change underwear. You probably can tell. Same kind of shirts all the time. Same kind of shirts all the time. Era shirts. I've forgotten exactly the make. You look and tell, but exactly the make. Same kind all the time. All the time. I eat the same thing for breakfast every morning, all the time. Same thing for breakfast, one scrambled egg, 3 pieces of bacon, a cup of coffee, a small glass of juice, and a piece of toast with a little piece of butter on one or two of all the time, same thing. Don't you ever get tired of it? If I got tired of it, I change. But the Bible says, watch those that change their breakfast. God have mercy on you people. Eat cereal one Sunday, one day, and eggs the next day, and waffles the next day. God pity your soul. We're not going to meddle with you. Now, I'm not being quite that picky tonight, but I am saying, brother, you can set your clock by people that don't change. Illustration. I know a preacher. Used the King James Bible. Then he changed the ASV, American Standard so-called Bible. Then when the Revised Standard came out, he changed the Revised Standard. Then when the new King James came out, he went with the new King James. And when the NIV came out, he went to the NIV. And now, don't meddle with him. Don't meddle with him. Bible said don't meddle with those that are given to change. I know a pastor. Changes churches every 3 or 4 years. Preaches all his sermons and goes to the next place. Every 3 or 4 years. I preach all my sermons and preach them again here in the next 3 or 4 years. But don't meddle with them. Don't meddle with those. Don't meddle with that preacher who moves around. Listen, if I were a layman, I'd find me a church somewhere where the pastor had been there for a long time. I really would. Don't meddle with those given to change. I know a preacher I know church members that get mad at their fundamental church, and so when it's, and they leave. And then they get mad there and leave again. Then they get mad there and leave again. I know people that have started every church in town, certain towns in America. Get mad and leave. Don't meddle with those people. I'm saying don't meddle with them. They're my friends. Don't meddle with your friends. Don't meddle with those given a chance. You find people that on this rock, I will not be moved. I will not change. You find those kind of people. Make those your friends. Make those the folks with whom you socialize. I know a preacher. 1 year, spent a whole year preaching against the Masons. Now, I'm not a Mason. I'm talking about lodge. I couldn't belong to a lodge. I think a Masonic lodge is a false religion. If you don't believe it, look at some of the statements in it. We believe that their funeral. It says, our brother's gone to the heavenly lodge above where all good Masons go. In the first place, heaven's not a lodge, it's a place of mansions. Second place, you don't go to heaven because you're a good Mason. You go to heaven because you get born again. I could not be a lodge man. But for one whole year, this guy preached against the Masonic lodge. Then he got off a kick on the Illuminati. For one whole year, he preached on the Illuminati. He said, what is Illuminati? I don't know. It's something bad, I know that. But he preached a whole year on the Illuminati. I recall 1 year I was out there preaching for him, and he had guards up on the top of the church. And they were watching out for the Illuminati. But they're doing a good job. There weren't no Illuminati folks around. Like the old story about the fellows going, shoo, 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 shoo. So what you doing? Said, chasing the elephants away. He said, man, it's not an elephant within 1,000 miles of here. He said, I'm doing a pretty good job, aren't I? Well, these... Yeah, you've heard that too many times, haven't you? And look, have mercy. My voice is not very good. Need all the help I can get tonight. But then he got off on the Masons. And then the Illuminati. And then he got off on mid-tribulation rapture. That heresy. And then he got off on getting his church members all saved again. He got off on the fact that he'd been preaching the wrong plan of salvation. And all his church members got saved again, so-called, and baptized again. Now, that kind of fellow confuses people. You need a fellow that you can set your clock by. You need somebody whose anchor is firm And somebody doesn't change. The Bible said don't meddle with him that's given to change. Somebody, a pastor comes to pastor school, learns how to do it, soul winning, buses, all the ministers here, goes home and does it. And then after a few years, it tapers off. So he goes out to John MacArthur's pastor school, decides to have this cell block stupid system he's got out there, and quits preaching the blood, and quits preaching soul winning, and quits going doing confrontational soul winning, and gets off on that kind of a and he gets that for a while. Then that sort of wears thin. He goes down to Jacksonville to the Southern Baptist pastor school, and learns down there. Brother, I'm trying to tell you, you're not supposed to do something because it works. You're supposed to do something because God says do it. If soul winning, if personal soul winning wins the whole world, you're supposed to do it. And if nobody gets saved, you're still supposed to do it. Why? Verse 22 says, for their calamity shall rise suddenly. Who knoweth the ruin of them both? What does it mean? It means when you meddle with folks who are given to change, it means that both of you are going to fall one of these days. A lost man, it's an old story I've told here. An unsaved man sent word to me. He said, tell Brother Hiles not to change. Wicked man, unsaved. Alcohol, wild life, taverns, nightclubs, wild women, the whole ball of wax. Tell Brother Hiles not to change. And somebody asked him, why do you say that? He said, because one of these days, I may decide I want to get saved, and I want First Baptist Church like it is, because that's where I'm going to go when I decide to get saved. And brother, I'll tell you something else too. There are people all over this area that don't want this church to change. They know this church is preaching the truth. They know that liquor's wrong. They know that this modern society, this welfare state you've got is wrong. They know it's wrong to finance a bunch of illegitimate babies in the hospital with our tax money. They know it's murder to kill babies. And they want somebody and some church in town to stand for the old-time truths on which America was built. And you're looking at that church tonight. Tell the church not to change. Tell Brother Howell's not to change, because someday I may want to get saved. And if I do, I want there to be a First Baptist Church of Hammond I can go to and get saved. Well, bless God, son, it'll be here. Like that young fellow came down the aisle one night. He looked up at me and said, mister, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. He said, is this a getting saved place? I said, you found it, son. Every city, every village, every hamlet, every neighborhood, every countryside in America needs an old-fashioned church with an old-fashioned preacher, preaches the old-fashioned gospel from the old-fashioned book with old-fashioned standards, old-fashioned principles, old-fashioned verses to stand up for righteousness in that city. Let me tell you something, brother. May it never listen. I don't care if I'm the pastor or if I'm in heaven looking down. As long as there's a sign out there on the front that says, First Baptist Church, by God's grace, let's don't change. A former member of the church, female, asked the question, one of our members, how's First Baptist Church doing? Our member said, fine. I like what one member said down in Texas. Somebody said, we understand that Miller Road Baptist has lost some people. And this member of our church said, we at Miller Road don't consider everybody that leaves our church a loss. I like that. I love it. But this particular lady was a pretty decent lady. And she said, how's First Baptist doing? And I remember said, oh, we're doing great. She said, good. She said, if I ever decide to come back, I want it just like it was when I left. Well, honey, it'll be that way. Tell that ex-member that when she comes back, it'll be the same old-time religion. You tell that member when she comes back, it'll be the same old-fashioned soul winning. You tell that member when she comes back, we'll still be kicking microphones off the platform. You tell that member when she comes back, it'll still be old-fashioned hellfire and damnation preaching. You tell that member when she comes back, we'll still be have the same convictions about smoking and drinking. You tell her when she comes back, if she does, we'll still be preaching against rock music. Tell her when she comes back, we'll still be preaching against the dirty, sex-crazed Hollywood society. Tell that lady when she comes back, we'll still be preaching against the soap operas. tell that lady when she comes back, we're still preaching, there's only one church, that's the local church. No such thing as the invisible church. No such thing as the universal church. When she comes back, we're still preaching the local church. I tell her when she comes back, we'll still be preaching against rock music. When she comes back, we'll still be preaching against mixed swimming. When she comes... Oh, when Mike Haynes came here, we always called it mixed bathing in Texas. The bathing pool instead of the swimming pool. And I preached against mixed bathing. That bothered the fire out of him. I won't go into detail because it's R-rated, but I'm talking about going swimming with members of the opposite sex. And I tell her that we'll still be preaching against that. You tell her when she comes back, I'll still be preaching against pants on women. Don't leave me ever by myself. You tell her when she comes back, I'll still be preaching against women or men wearing shorts in public. Oh. You tell her when she comes back, I'll still be preaching against the public schools and tell you they're rotten as the devil. Tell that lady when she comes back, I'll still be preaching that the state universities are as rotten as the hell which they respond, and nobody ought to go to one. Tell that lady I'll still be preaching against men who don't get haircuts. And tell her when she comes back, I'll still be preaching the same King James Bible. And tell her when she comes back, I'll still be against the Ministerial Association. And tell her when she comes back, I'll still be thinking that Christian schools ought not to seek for accreditation from the inferior public school system. And tell her when she comes back, I'll still be doing the old-fashioned preaching I always did. And tell her when she comes back, we'll still believe the virgin birth, the sinless life, the vicarious death, the bodily resurrection, the literal ascension, the high priesthood of Christ, and the pre-millennial pre-tribulation rapture of the saints and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Tell that little lady when she comes back, we'll have the same conviction about the role for women in society. Tell that lady when she comes back, we'll still be against gambling, against men wearing earrings, necklaces, women not being in politics. We still preach that women shouldn't be on the police force. Women shouldn't be firemen. We shall still preach the old-fashioned God truth that women ought to be rearing the kids and be housekeepers. We'll still be preaching the old-fashioned truth that no woman ought to be in the presidential cabinet. We'll still be preaching the stand of salvation is by grace through faith. It's not taking Jesus as your Lord. It's trusting Him as your Savior and as your sacrifice and your hope for heaven. You tell her when she comes back, we'll still be preaching on a heaven that has golden streets. You tell her when she comes back, we'll still be preaching on a hell that has fire. You tell her when she comes back, we'll still be preaching on the blood of Jesus Christ, sprinkled on the mercy seat in heaven. John MacArthur notwithstanding, you tell her when she comes back, we'll preach on the same hell we've always preached on that has fire and heaven that has golden streets. Tell her when she comes back, amens will still fill this building and the old time religion will still be here and folks will still stand up and wave their hands and say glory to God. I'm saying, brother, we're not for change. I said, did you hear me? We're not for change. I said, did you hear me? We're not for change. We don't aim to change. And the Bible said, don't meddle with those that are given to change. Prodigal son. Took off from home. Went to the far country. But don't tell me the prodigal son didn't have confidence. Things were the same back home. And don't tell me that he didn't wonder many a night if he shouldn't be back home because he knew his dad and older brother were still back there and home hadn't changed. When he came to the end of his rope, eating the husk off the corn that the hogs ate, he came to himself, came back to his father and said, I have sinned. I have sinned. He knew his father would be there. Brother, that's the reason we ought not to change. When folks come back, they ought to find us exactly like we were when they left. Same choir, same ushers, same people sound asleep that were sleeping during the sermons when they left. One thing will help you if you'll take your hand off your head so you won't rest so well, you might stay awake. I shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. And you watch out. You watch out these fellas that every little time the wind changes, they change. Watchman Nee comes out with a certain kind of a book. And we go over and say, boy, I want that Watchman Nee book. Then James Dobson comes out with one. And then L.S. Lewis? C.S. Lewis. You knew, didn't you? He comes out with one. Well, I like what I said to that pastor in Garland I mentioned this morning. Went down to see him. He said, Brother Hiles, have you read Roy Summers' book on Revelation, The Second Coming? I said, no. He said, have you read Gabeline's book on the Second Coming? I said, no. I said, have you read John's book on the Second Coming? He said, don't think so. He said, what's the name of John's book? I said, it's called the Book of Revelation. Prodigal son, I said, I'll rise and go to my father. He knew the father would not have changed. Look, suppose the prodigal son had come back home. There's his father. Father, I've sinned against heaven. I'm nowhere worth to be called thy son. And the father said, come on in, son, we're having a rock concert. You listen to me. That old world out there knows they're wrong. They know they're wrong. And bless God, they know we're right. That old world out there, listen, in the city of Hammond, anywhere I go, folks think I'm a nut, but they respect me. Business people respect me. Attorneys respect me. Doctors respect me. Not because they think I'm a screwball, but they know there's one preacher in town that stands for old-fashioned decency like Grandpa stood. Meddle not with those who change. Meddle not in the college with those who change. Those that take courses and drop them because they have too many cuts, don't meddle with them. Those that change their course of study 4 or 5 times, don't meddle with them. Don't date them. Those young men, pardon me, males that say, I don't agree with the house on everything. Watch them. You say you think everybody will agree with you? No, but that's a sign of weakness when a person says a statement like that. I don't give Bob or Claire on everything. We don't talk about it. He doesn't agree with me on everything. He doesn't agree with the way I comb my hair. He would if he had the amount of hairs I got. Same location I got. Don't you laugh, son. I almost drilled holes in your head so I could go bowling. Don't meddle with those that are given a change. Don't meddle with churches given a change. Don't meddle with preachers given a change. Don't meddle with friends given a change. There should be some place in every neighborhood that never changes. I made this statement to some preachers the other day. I've seen a generation of preachers change. I've seen the fundamentalists who were young when I was young. I've seen them change. I've seen the great church builders of 40 years ago and 30 years ago become critical of those who are doing the same thing today that they did then. And now I'm beginning to see change in some of the younger men. I told somebody the other day, I don't want to live to see it. I've had my heart broken one time. I don't want to have my heart broken again. I don't want to live to see the day when young men are standing now firm. Change. I don't want to live to see it. In God's name, we need some men who, when they're young, decide that that book is the eternal Word of God. Live and die by it. Decide what you believe about salvation and live and die by it. Decide your convictions and standards and live and die by them. Every city needs one institution called an old-fashioned independent Baptist church that never changes. And every neighborhood, every city in America needs an old-fashioned preacher who never changes. And every church in America needs a bunch of old-fashioned people who never change. The other day, Wood Armstrong died. He's the one who said, comparing a little church in the country I pastored nearly a half a century ago, the great First Baptist Church of Hammond, he said, same old stuff, just a heap more of it. Same old stuff, just a heap more of it. I shall not be
I shall not be moved. And look, don't you be moved. At work, don't you change the way you stand. Don't you change the way you dress. Fellows at work wear earrings, and you're a fella, don't do it. Don't do it. Well, they wear nose rings. Most of them got a nose right now, so their wife can pull them along. Every city and neighborhood in America needs an old-time religion church that is always an old-time religion church. As styles change, they don't change their styles. Paris doesn't tell us what to wear, and Hollywood doesn't tell us what to wear. And the Beatles don't decide how long the hair is, and Madonna don't decide how short the skirts are. I mean, brother, we just take the old book and live with the old book. God says it's a shame for a man to have long hair. We think it's a shame for a man to have long hair. God says a woman ought to dress in modest apparel. We think a woman ought to dress in modest apparel. Meddle not with those who change. I want to give you some advice. You meddle with them, they'll take you down one of these days. They'll take you down. And the two of you will go down. I want to ask you a question. Any change of relationships you ought to make tonight? Any friends at the high school you ought to quit running with? Any college people? I made mention of this before. When they had the Revival Fires Conference, I went out. I sat in the back a couple, three services. I was not a part of the conference, and there was a college, and I sat in the back. I sat back here, and I was disgusted the way some of our college students behaved. I made mention, I saw a big old 6'5" goon back there, couldn't keep his eyes off the girl he was with. He wouldn't know the speaker if he saw him on the street the next day. Don't marry him. Oh, you say, he apologized. Don't marry him. And don't marry her. I saw some girls up in front of me, about three rows in front of me, had to write them a note and say, pay attention. They didn't know I was back there. They paid attention. Don't run around with that crowd. If you can't listen on the back, sit on the front. If you can't pay attention to the back row of the balcony, then come down to the front row of the main floor. Don't meddle with those who change. That's God's word. Meddle not with those who change. Thank God tonight that I grew up at the knees of an old-fashioned mother who never changed. Never changed. I was born when she was about 40 years of age. She lived to be 96. She never changed. Thank God I grew up with old-fashioned Baptist preachers that never changed their standards, never changed their convictions. And thank God for the First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana, that has the same convictions and standards tonight she had 36 years ago when I walked in the pulpit the first time. Let's not be moved. Now, the way you don't get moved is you don't get moved individually. You, yourself, individually. You don't you change. Every time some new doctrine comes, don't you float off with it. And one good way to do that is don't meddle with that television knob. Quit watching the charismatic false prophets. Turn off these so-called Christian radio stations. This has one false teacher after another. Those aren't false teachers, they're pussyfooters. Meddle with those who don't change. And meddle not with those who are given to change. Father, bless the sermon.